Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
The latest Fyre Festival scam has just dropped. If you have money you want to part ways with, well, don't we have the solution for you?
A hotel stay on the moon. There is a company working on plans to put up what it calls the first ever permanent off-Earth structure. They're expected to be done by 2032,
which, given it's 2026,
have they met the people behind the National Children's Hospital? Because this is ambitious to say the least. But it is a project that they're asking space tourists to fork out a deposit, $865,000, to secure a 5-night stay. That would be the deposit you could put down, but it might end up costing you more than $8.5 million.
Not sure what the cancellation on that is.
True, yeah, if booking.com or whatever might let you away.
Are you going to get, or you can cancel 48 hours before you take flight, or is it more going to be 2 years before flight?
Maybe a bit more notice. The thing is, right, it's a lunar hotel. It's going to have things like air recycling and oxygen generation.
We are speaking now as if this is going to exist. It never will, but, you know, let's play ball with their idea for a minute.
Exactly. Going to have an emergency escape system,
right,
a radiation shelter for solar storms. And I'm thinking, yeah, all well and good. Planning sounds great. But will you be able to make a cup of tea in the room?
Would you judge a hotel if you weren't able to?
If I land in for a hotel stay and there's no sign of a kettle or any tea or coffee making facilities, I am immediately judging and downgrading that hotel.
Play ball with me here, because I know I'm in the minority. If I go into a hotel room and they don't have a proper iron and ironing board, I'm immediately judging that hotel. And if they have a trouser press, oh my God, get me out of this hellhole.
If they don't have separate shampoo and conditioner, my God, am I absolutely given the notions here. But if they're putting in one of those 3-in-1 gels, that's like, oh,
perfect,
you can use this for your hair,
economical,
for your body,
yes,
a regular hand wash. No, get that away from me.
You can use that to clean your dishes. It is lubricant as oil in your car. So many uses for that, Fionnuala. There's nothing wrong with it. Would not judge the hotel for that.
Oh, you absolutely should, though, because it makes bits of your hair. Actually, hotel hair dryers are a scourge previously unknown to womankind.
Are they not great?
It's like someone standing beside you breathing heavily on you. That's about the level of power you're getting from a hotel hair dryer.
Sure, ring down to reception. Send up someone there that's at nothing to breathe on me. I need my hair dried.
What do you judge a hotel room for having or not having?
087-1-102-107. Seamus heard ya. And
last May
sent a voice note like that. I said back to him, Seamus, you sound like you're on the moon yourself.
I said I was up in a hotel up the in the Midlands.
Yeah.
Last May, and there was Dyson hair dryers in the rooms. Very posh.
Thank you, Seamus, for resending your voice note in superb quality.
We're glad that you got that nice, luxurious hotel stay as well. I really, really appreciate it. We're hearing talk about towels as well, how the towel issue can be a problem, because Claire says you need 2 body towels and 2 small towels for hair if it's 2 women sharing or anyone with longer hair. There's often 2 smaller towels, but you have to give one of them to be in the hand towel.
In fairness, the hotel knows that you're corrupted as soon as you walk into a hotel room, because you might look around and go, what can I steal here? Jenny and Derry, speak in my language.
Hey, are you? So I was thinking, first thing I always notice is whether or not there's some complimentary water in the hotel room.
Uh-huh.
So that's always a plus if there is. I judge heavily if there isn't and they just expect you to drink out of the tap, which is not okay. But then sometimes there is water, but then they charge you for it, so they add it onto the bill.
Cheeky feckers. Come on now, there has to be at least 2 bottled waters in the bedroom.
Do you want the choice of still and sparkling? Would you be happy with 2 still, 2 sparkling?
No, still. Always still.
Always still. Okay.
Immediately still.
Yeah.
Anyone who drinks sparkling water, clearly they need their head checked and they shouldn't be out alone in hotel rooms. So
it is a vile
still
beverage. Yeah,
all
sorry.
The way. And charging for them. Disgraceful behaviour. How are you? Are you well?
Hey, Dave and Fionnuala. It's Edel and Daniel from Athlone. On the whole hotel thing,
yes,
if you're staying in a hotel for a couple of nights and they leave the bare minimum towels and you have to ring down for some,
a face cloth,
a bit of a pain. And Daniel said if there's
no, like, TV, shampoo, conditioner,
There's no shampoo or conditioner or no TV in the room. Isn't that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. He'd be fuming.
mega fuming. Daniel thinking about shampoo and conditioning at a very early age.
Yeah, because he knows the importance of it. None of those 3-in-1 hand wash, hair wash, body wash in Daniel's life. Good luck.
If you thought Daniel was animated about the lack of TV facilities in a room, here's Sonia.
My biggest complaint in hotels is when they haven't got great internet, so it keeps cutting in and out.
Yeah.
And their main one is when you can't access Netflix. Like, what else, like, would I be doing? I go there to chill out, watch Netflix and go on the internet and just, you know, drink coffee. Oh, yeah. Brilliant. But if there's none of that, I can't be coping. I only recently been to a hotel that didn't have Netflix. It didn't have a dongle, nothing.
Nothing.
And then the internet just kept crashing.
Oh.
No way.
Sonia, we can hear your frustration. The paranoid part of me might suggest that hotels don't want you sticking in the hotel room for the duration of your stay because you're not making them any extra money. Why have Netflix in the room when we can maybe coax you down to the bar and you spend money in the restaurant and on the beverages?
I totally respect that way of thinking. I do think there should be some form of telly, if only for the fact that if you, for example, are sharing with someone, let's say it's a hen weekend.
Yeah.
Or it's even a work trip where you end up having to share a room. Someone you're not used to sharing a room with. You need the TV for the background noise.
Oh, you do.
Yeah. You can't have dead silence in the room when the two of you aren't in a kind of a chit-chat sort of relationship. So TV, even if it's only for background noise.
087-1-102-107. We can assure you, we are not using you as market research to open up the Dave and Fionnuala Hotel. We just all have complaints. Maybe we will never actually say it to the owners or the managers of the hotel, but you can tell us, can't you?
The worst thing about hotels definitely is the fact that you can't check in till 4 o'clock in some places and you have to be up by 11.
Mm.
You're paying big money for a couple of hours in a room.
The ones that do 4 check-in, 11 check-out need to be investigated.
It's just not fair. You want to be leisurely over the hotel breakfast and knowing you have to be up and out of the room by 11 a.m. It's not relaxing.
The hotels that do weekend breakfast only until 10 o'clock, also not worth near. Just don't go near them.
You should be only rolling out of the bed at that point.
I understand during the week because, you know, there mightn't be as many people staying there, but when it comes to the weekend, the hotel breakfast has to go until at least 11 a.m.
When you hear those magic words, breakfast is till 11 when you're checking in. It's happy, happy days.
Is there any place in the country that does breakfast until like 11:30 or 12? Or that's not really a done thing anymore.
No, like, to be fair, they do, you know, need to turn around the room and get it ready for whatever its other uses throughout the day. That's fair enough. But
okay,
11 on a weekend.
We'll give it to them.
Can we find it though? Maybe you are better aware of the hotels you've been staying in around Ireland and you found an elusive post 11 breakfast. For Kira, though, she knows true luxury. After winning a voucher to stay in a luxury hotel last year, they left a chocolate and the next day's weather forecast on your bed each evening. Interesting choice, Kira.
I am not comfortable with posher hotels. The ones that offer to park your car and a complimentary umbrella for the day and the turndown service. I'm not comfortable in those at all.
I don't relax into them either, but once I'm in the room, I do. It's all the faffing where you have to interact with the staff. Not interact. It's like you feel you're doing something wrong. Sorry, that came out so badly. I mean, you feel you're doing something wrong by being in there.
We all know, famously, Fionnuala forbids eye contact when she's staying in a hotel room.
don't look at me.
Avert your gaze.
But when you're in a posh place that you're not used to and you're like, how do these things work? You don't want to ask any questions. You're going red thinking about it.
I stayed in the K Club last year. Stunning hotel. Staff, exceptional. Food, drink, everything. But I just didn't feel like I belonged because I rocked up in a 12LM 1099 Audi A4, dirt hanging off it. And what's parked at the front door? Brand new Ferrari.
Oh, of course.
Sir, can we park your car? You will not. How dare you? I've counted the change. I'll count it when I come back as well.
But it's worth it for the true luxury of the bed, maybe a nice bathroom, and of course those all-important tea and coffee-making facilities in the room.
If you're on the way to a hotel now for the weekend, well, God help the staff, because you're going to be looking at every single little thing. Hey!
Dave. Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.